To help the local identity to survive, archives were founded from below. Not only professionally run archives, but also archives where the archivists treat the material as a hobby. This development during the 1970s resulted in campaigns collecting historical photos and in some area also film, which mean in altogether an enormous amount of historical photos of, and films are kept in very small local archives all over the countries. We have an example here from the collection in Aalborg that showed the way politicians are presented in the media. As no Danish administration or body coordinates the work and strategic development of the handling of photo and film, LFF, as you mentioned before, the National Association to Preserve Photo and Film play a role. To preserve means in this context the whole life circle of the archives. The members of the association are public cultural institutions, which means archives, libraries, and museums. But it also connects to big firms like LEGO, who has very big photo collections. They are associated partners in the society. The society plans courses, seminars for the members. One of the aims of the society was original to create a common national database of photos. But the development has turned into other directions, and I'll return to that later in my paper. Aalborg City Archives prioritized the work on the board of LFF very highly, and currently I hold the chair of the society. The growing interest from a wide range of interested users of historical images can be regarded as one of the results of the digitization of photos and film published on the internet. It could also say it goes together with the digital development as we've been discussing here today. But in general, there's a growing focus on images today in what some researchers call the experience economy. And commercial partners have discovered the opportunities of the material and promote historical images in various products when they need a brand, for example, to sell the products. The combination of history and histories with images is a golden egg in the experience economy, also seen from the cultural institution's point of view, I would claim. And the development does at the same time affect the whole life circle, again, together with the digital development. So we have a lot of tasks here, and I'll return to that as well in the case of Aalborg City Archives. But first, I'll give you a very short presentation of the archives. Aalborg is the third biggest municipality in Denmark, with a population of 200,000 inhabitants. The town is placed in the very northern part of the country. It was established as a private institution in 1974, so it's quite a young institution. The foundation was primarily based on a decision that was claiming that Aalborg should have an archive to strengthen the local identity after the reform I mentioned before in the municipalities. In 1996, the archives changed status and became a public archive with reference to the Danish archive law. The city archives are a part of the culture and school administration of Aalborg Municipality, and the annual budget is about 725,000 euro. Yeah, that's the website. Then we have a bit of a peculiar organization because the Danish Immigration Archives, which was founded on a private initiative in 1930, became in 1989 a part of the organization of the city archives. The archives hold a national archival function, and the main task is to manage archival material about Danish immigration to the whole world. The archives also hold a very interesting small photo collection. It's an aim to digitize the holdings, and by when I talk about the holdings, it's the documents and the photos, in order to make them searchable on the internet. It's quite a natural thing to do as the users live worldwide. And that's one of the projects we are going on to try to apply money for in the nearest years.